Ever put yourself out there, like on the dating scene, you think you're on the same page with someone, and then bam, things take a turn you totally didn't see coming.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're speaking completely different languages when it comes to boundaries and what you both expect.
Yeah, definitely happens.
Well, that's exactly what we're diving into today
Okay.
with this blog post from the Mindful Modern Mistress. She's all about, bringing more awareness and self-respect to modern relationships.
Right.
And in this post, she breaks down a dating experience that I think a lot of us have been there.
Yeah, it's so relevant,
So,
especially now. Like,
yeah.
dating has changed even in the past few years with apps and social media and this whole ghosting thing, which we'll get into
Oh, yeah, definitely.
later.
Big time. So, to set the scene a little bit, the blogger meets this guy. There's a spark. They're both, all about taking things slow.
Okay.
But here's the thing, she's really big on communication.
Good.
Like before they even meet, she's upfront about her need to move slowly,
Smart.
especially because he's mentioned that he has HSV.
I think that's where the mindful modern part comes in.
Totally.
It's not just about, being modern in the sense of using dating apps, but about being mindful and deliberate and assertive about what you need and what your boundaries are
Yes.
in any relationship, really.
100%. So they go on a few dates, things seem to be going well,
Okay.
but then comes the hot tub incident,
Uh-oh.
which is where things get really interesting. And by interesting, I mean messy.
Okay.
So they're hanging out, one thing leads to another, and he starts pushing for unprotected sex. And remember, they already talked about taking it slow, and she was very clear about her boundaries, especially with the whole HSV thing.
Right.
So this is what the blogger calls a tension test.
Ooh, I like that.
And it's not about being manipulative or playing games or anything.
Right.
It's about seeing how someone reacts when you assert a need or a boundary.
Yeah, like you're seeing their true colors.
Exactly.
Do they respect what you said or not?
Yes.
So in the hot tub, like what happens? How does she react?
Well, according to the post, she totally stands her ground.
Good for her.
She reminds him of like their conversations about taking things slow, her boundaries, the HSV.
Right.
She's basically like, "Hey, remember we talked about this?"
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that should be it, right?
Yeah, I
Like a
think.
reasonable person would be like, oh yeah, you're right, my bad.
Exactly, you would think so.
Yeah.
But this is where, like, the unfortunately very common and frankly kind of crappy tactic of ghosting comes in.
Ugh, ghosting. It's the worst.
The worst.
But it's so common now.
It
Like,
is.
it's almost expected. And it's like, come on, people.
I
We can do
know.
better.
So he pulls a total disappearing act.
Yep. Radio silence.
No more texting, no trying to make plans, just poof, gone.
Gone like a puff of smoke.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating because it's like, were you ever really there?
Right. Like, what was all that talk about building trust and
It's like
connection?
their words mean nothing.
Well, and it's interesting because she mentions in the post like how much he emphasized that trust thing early on,
Yeah.
even saying he only slept with people he was in relationships with.
Ugh, classic.
Right, which his actions totally contradict.
Exactly. And that's why I think this whole tension test thing is so important because it
Yes.
cuts through all the BS and
Totally.
shows you whether someone's actions actually line up with their words.
That's like a reality check.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And sometimes you discover a mismatch,
Yeah.
which, yeah, it can be disappointing,
For sure.
but it's crucial information to have.
Better to know sooner than later.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like 100%. It's like, would you rather have a little heartache now
Right.
or waste months or even years on someone who's not going to be there for you?
Oh, for sure. It's like dodging a bullet, even if it stings a little at first.
Exactly. You dodged a bullet.
So does this mean like we should be going around setting up all these tension tests?
Right.
Like it's some kind of social experiment to see who's actually trustworthy.
It's an interesting question.
Right?
And I don't think you need to turn every interaction into like a strategic operation,
Right.
but I do think there's something to be said for being more aware
Okay.
of these moments when they kind of naturally happen.
Right, like they're gonna come up.
Yeah, you're not manufacturing tests. You're
Okay.
just kind of tuning in.
Yeah, and trusting that gut feeling.
Exactly.
Like when something feels a little bit off, even if you can't totally put your finger on why.
Like you just get a weird vibe.
Yeah.
It's like, trust your gut.
Yeah.
Listen to that inner voice.
Because ultimately, it's about protecting ourselves
Totally.
and investing our energy in those relationships that are built on something real.
Exactly. Like where trust and respect are a given. Not something you have to constantly question.
Yeah. And sometimes getting to that realness can be a little messy.
Oh, for sure.
Like it can be disappointing or even painful sometimes.
Yeah. Heartbreak is real.
It is.
But, you learn from it.
Exactly. Like it makes you stronger.
Exactly. It's like you're clearing the path for something better.
Yeah.
You're getting rid of the duds to make space for the gems.
Okay. I love that. So whether you're navigating the dating scene, trying to figure out who your real friends are,
right,
or even just setting boundaries with family.
It's all connected.
It is. Remember to communicate clearly.
Yes.
Pay attention to those gut feelings.
Always trust your gut.
And watch how people respond when those boundaries are tested.
Exactly. Actions speak louder than words.
Couldn't agree more. And if you're digging these ideas and want to go a little deeper,
yes,
definitely check out the Mindful Modern Mistress's work.
She's great.
She's got some really insightful stuff on boundaries and relationships and just living life with more intention.
Love it.
Me too. All right. Until next time, keep diving deep, my friends.
Bye, everyone.